You're listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, with your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose.
Hello, beautiful listeners, and welcome back to Third Eye Talks. Today, we have a wonderful guest who's going to talk to us on a topic that I think that we can never get enough of and we can never explore enough. Please join me in welcoming the beautiful Navi Bliss, who is a love and confidence coach, speaker, and author. And we're going to be talking today about radical self-love and acceptance, and worthiness, I should say. And so I'm very excited for this topic because I feel like I said you can never talk about this enough or embrace it enough in your journey. So hi, Navi. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me, before we kind of dive deep into some of the ways that we can start to embrace this full sense of worthiness and radical self-love, tell me a little bit about how you landed in this particular kind of niche of worthiness and self-love. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So my journey started, I think, where most of our journeys start, in finding our purpose, where this was the thing that I struggled with the most. So I grew up in a home with a mother that was physically and emotionally abusive towards me. So I grew up not having any self-worth or self-esteem. Sometimes people have it and then they remember losing it at a certain point in their life. I just never had it. And my whole life, all I wanted was somebody to love me, somebody to validate me, to show me that I was worthy. And then that led me on a path where I ended up getting married where I was really young. And then when I got married to my husband, I was like, okay, someone chose me. Someone loves me. So they've proven everything that my mom said to be wrong. And now I'm validated and everything is good, right? Mm-hmm. Well, then he had a child with somebody else while we were married. And that set my self-esteem to an even lower place because instead of proving my mother to be wrong, he proved her to be right. And that's what happens when you outsource your self-worth to other people. And so let's just say my self-worth was a negative 100 before. Now it was negative 200. And then that led me on a path where I got into even worse relationships in my life. And I ended up in two domestic violence relationships back to back. And when I got out of the second one, it was a grace that I got out of it because I actually know how dangerous it is to try to get out of a domestic violence situation. And I was just, I was at my personal, I hit my personal wall and I was like, that's it. This is never, ever going to happen to me again. And it isn't my fault, everything that happened to me up until now, but I'm not a little kid anymore. And I'm deciding who I'm allowing into my life and I'm allowing these people into my life. And I was just so frustrated that I was actually willing to be alone forever if I couldn't figure out how to have something better than that. So it had just gotten to that point for me. And that sent me on a healing journey myself where I went to therapy and I got coaching. And through that, what I realized is it is possible to just feel good in your own skin every single day and to all of these things that I'd been seeking outside of myself this whole time, I realized, wow, they actually exist inside of me and that I don't have to go searching for this outside of myself. But through that, I also became a magnet for all of the things that I wanted for healthy, loving relationships. Not just like romantic relationships, but friendships. And I found my passion and purpose through that as well, because I realized that there were so many people that were struggling like me. And that is why I'm so passionate about helping other people to realize that you can fall in love with yourself completely, that you can wake up every single day feeling good in your own skin. And through that, you can effortlessly attract everything that you want in your life, because attraction is the same, whatever it is. So whether that's your soulmate, or if you're in business and that's your soulmate client, it's all the same thing. And it all starts with you.
I love that. Well, I'm grateful that you were able to find your way, like you said, because it's really uncommon. So thank God that you were able to get out of that situation and really embrace the journey and become empowered by the things that happened to you, instead of kind of just continuing to follow that same pattern over and over. So that's a wonderful story. And I am sure that you're helping tons of people now to be able to get out of that place. So I think the first question that comes up for me is, how do you define worthiness? How do we begin? Because a lot of times, you know, as a coach, I also see clients who I'm like, this is stemming from a sense of low self-worth, but they're not aware of it. So how do you bring your clients into awareness of that they're lacking that self-worth, and that's what's causing them to not attract the things that they really desire in their conscious mind?
Yeah. So, I mean, when I think of worthiness, right, what I think of it as is peace within yourself, right? This neutrality. So it doesn't mean that you wake up every single day thinking that you're a supermodel and like everything is like, you know, you love like every little tiny thing about yourself. But what it means is that there's neutrality. Like, you are going to wake up some days when you're embedded in your worthiness feeling that way, but every day isn't going to be like that because we're humans. But what it means is that you're at peace within yourself, right? That if you, it doesn't mean that you're not going to notice, okay, well, yeah, like I have a big zit on my cheek and I don't like, it doesn't matter because I'm still fabulous and I'm still enough, right? And it's like, that doesn't detract from everything. And it's not going to stop the way that I show up in the world or how I engage with people, because that's just something that makes me human, right? And like, that's what it is. It's this sense of peace, and it's this sense of neutrality. And how I like to describe this to people, because a lot of times people that are afraid of confidence, what they're afraid of also is becoming arrogant, right? Mm-hmm. And the big difference between this is, because arrogance actually comes from a lack of worthiness. And when someone is arrogant, they're going to walk into a room, and how they're going to engage with people in that room is they're going to start comparing themselves to every single person in that room. Am I skinnier than this person? Am I fatter than this person? Am I prettier than this person? Am I uglier than this person? Am I more successful than this person? Am I less successful than this person? They're not even able to focus on any conversation that they're having. They're not able to focus on anything that's happening in that room because they're so focused on comparing themselves and how they're showing up in every single situation that they can't even be present. And somebody who's confident, the difference is, like, you can never become so confident that you become arrogant, because that, when you have that peace within yourself, that means when you walk into a room, your comfort is in your own body. So you can now engage in what's happening. You're paying attention. The world becomes far more exciting because you're able to notice all of these things. When someone is in front of you, all you're doing is listening to them and engaging in that conversation with them. That head chatter about how you place and how you're in comparison to them doesn't exist anymore, because that peace is there. And so how someone can figure out if they're not embedded in their worthiness is, how often in your life are you having that chatter where you're comparing yourself to people, or where you're so distracted in situations, thinking about how you look, what you're wearing, your accomplishments, that you're not even present in that moment?
That's a beautiful way to describe it. I don't think that I've ever heard somebody say it that way. And I think that's great, because yes, comparison can definitely be an indicator that you're working with false confidence rather than actual, like, a deep-rooted sense of self-worth. So I love how you explained that and how you broke that down. So if someone sees that and they hear this podcast episode and they say, you know what, I realize that I have some work to do, where do they begin? Where would you advise them to start that journey?
So I have four pillars of confidence that I will share that I always have everyone start with. And these are great because no matter where you are on your journey, these things are going to help you. And they're focused on deeper things about yourself that are going to give you a real sense of confidence. So my first pillar of confidence is to live your passions. Because if you are living a life that you are uninterested in, you cannot be confident. And if you have a job and you're not passionate about your job, but you need that job for income, that's totally fine. But you need hobbies and interests. And there's so many adults that don't have that. But just imagine you're out in the world. So you're at a networking event or you're on a date and someone asks you, so what did you do this week? Well, you know, I went to work and then I came home and I was tired and I went to sleep. And I was like, how confident are you going to be? Because it's like you're so unhappy with your own life. You're not passionate about your own life. How attractive, how magnetic is that, right? It isn't at all. So you need to find a way to live your passions. And it can be anything that you're passionate about, right? But you need at least a few times a week where you're going out and doing things. So this could be you could join some sort of sports team. It could be a dance class. It could be a knitting club. It could be some sort of video game meetup. It actually doesn't have to, there's nothing that's right or wrong. It's just whatever your interest is. There's a few things that are going to happen. One, you're going to meet your community when you start going to these types of places, right? So if you're super into video games and you're going to some video game meetups, you're going to meet the other people that are into that. And that's like automatically when you start to build a community around you that is engaged in the things that you're engaged about, that's going to start boosting your confidence, right? But also, even if you're talking to someone who isn't interested in that, now someone asks you about your week, you're going to light up when you're talking about that. So even if they have no interest in that, you're radiating this confidence that's coming from within, right? And you want to have at least a few different things that you're engaging in all of the time. And then the other bonus effect to this is if you're single and you're dating, you can't play hard to get because games don't work. But if you have this life that you're creating that's busy and fun for you, you naturally will be, right? If someone calls you, you know, on a Wednesday night and you have your regular activity that you're doing and they call you last minute, you're not going to be available, right? And that's not a game that you're playing. You're just not available. Now you have all of these things that are happening all of the time for you. And if someone wants to book your time, if they want your attention, they have to consciously think about that. And if they're not doing that, you're good. You got all of these things going on. Then my second pillar of confidence is to live your values. So if you are behaving like someone if you're not living in integrity with your values, you will never be able to be confident. And where a lot of people get hung up on this is they have values that are in contradiction with other values that they have. So an example is, you know, you could value success, and how you think that you're going to attain success is through extreme hustle and hard work. But then you, on the other side, you have another value. You value fun, freedom, and ease. Those values are in contradiction with each other, right? So that means that, okay, even if you're hustling and you're achieving that success, there's a part of you that is not in alignment with the rest of you, and it's not going to allow you to feel confident. So you have to now think about that. You can redefine your values. You can say, okay, maybe fun, freedom, and ease are not my values, or you can redefine what success is and start to think about, do I need all of this hustle to achieve success, or is success actually... Now my meaning of success is tied to fun, freedom, and ease, and all of that is integrated together. So now all of my values are in alignment. So I'm not in contradiction with myself, right? You also can't be somebody who values health and then poorly takes care of your health and be confident, right? And so that doesn't mean that you have to be in the best shape of your life, right? But let's just say you start doing small things to proactively care about your health, mm-hmm. start to live in alignment with that value. And that's going to start to increase your confidence.
Yeah, it's like you can't cancel out what you really desire with habits that contradict it. Because I think in essence, what that does is that it tells you that you're not committed to yourself. And when you don't commit to yourself and who you genuinely are, then yeah, you're not going to have the confidence to speak on that. It's like you're making promises to yourself and breaking them, right? And if you do that with somebody else, you lose confidence. If somebody else does that to you, you lose confidence in them. And the same goes for us. If we're telling ourselves, I really want this, and then we contradict it with the stuff that we do, then we're sending that internal message, right? Like that's what it sounds like you're lying.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that ties into my third pillar, which is self-trust, right? Because you can't, you can't love somebody that you don't trust. And then this is like, it's not just like our values not being in alignment, but also like the promises that we're making. So this could look like telling yourself, I'm going to wake up at 5 o'clock every morning, like tomorrow. I mean, I'm going to work out for 2 hours before I go to work. The next day rolls around, snooze, snooze, snooze. And then you do it. You say that the following day, you say that the following day. And oftentimes when you're breaking the promises that you're keeping to yourself, it's because you're making them too big and too lofty. And the reason you're doing that is because you don't like where you're at and you want your life to do a 180 overnight.
Uh-huh.
Change doesn't happen like that. Change is incremental, right? But the thing is, like, even if like things change 10%, right, you're gonna already feel so much better. But you have to be willing to make promises to yourself that you are able to keep. So could you just say, I'm gonna wake up 5 minutes earlier and I'm gonna do 10 push-ups, right? And then just imagine how you're gonna feel when you actually do those 10 push-ups, right? And that's the thing you get to check off. You're gonna have a sense of accomplishment, a sense of ride in yourself, and you're going to start to build that self-trust. And eventually, if you want to do that 2-hour workout, you can work
your way. Yeah.
But you may not even need to. You may not even want to. You may just be like, you may get to a certain point and you're like, okay, that's enough. I feel like that I'm doing enough and this feels in alignment for me and it feels good. And there's so many other ways. And when we don't trust ourselves, this also makes us like very prickly and difficult to be around, because because that means we can't set boundaries with people, right? Because we don't trust ourselves to keep those boundaries. So if someone asks us for something, we're going to be pissed because we don't trust ourselves to be able to say no or how to navigate that situation. So you have to cultivate self-trust within yourself, and that will give you confidence and allow you to show up as actually a softer version of yourself, because you don't have to like put up this wall to keep people out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last pillar of confidence is to practice loving kindness. And then there's 4 areas where you have to do this every single day. So you have to do something for your mental health every single day. You have to do something for your spiritual health every single day. You have to do something for your physical health every single day. And you have to do something for your aesthetic well-being every single day. And the reason that all of these are important is because all of these components are going to help create peace within yourself, right? So they don't have to be big things. So for your mental health, you could journal. You could go for a walk. You could do some deep breathing. Doesn't have to be anything crazy, right? For your spiritual health, if you practice a religion and it gives you like peace and happiness to participate in that, you can do some sort of activity related to that every single day. If you don't, you can just go outside and like convene with nature, right? And just like get this sense that there's something bigger than you. This is also going to just help you feel more connected. For your physical health, it could just be that you decide, first thing when I get up in the morning, I'm just going to drink a glass of water. I'm going to start with this moment of kindness to myself, right? And then your aesthetic well-being. And this is important because you cannot be confident if you completely neglect this area of your life. And I think most people can relate, because during COVID, I think everyone had at least a week or two where they wore the same clothes and they didn't shower. And just think of how horrible you felt in that situation. Or when you have those days where you completely neglect yourself and then you run to the store and you run into somebody and you're just completely embarrassed. So this doesn't mean you have to get glam head to toe, but it means that like shower, put on some clean clothes, and at least be in a way that it's like you feel like you're presentable, that you're not going to like hide away from people. Because if you're putting yourself in out there in the world in the clothes or in a situation where you feel like you're going to be so embarrassed, then you're not going to be able to embody confidence. So that is something that you have to do every single day. And then you can, again, go as far as you want with that. Like you can expand on that. And then there's one bonus thing that happens, actually, if you do all of these four pillars of confidence, is wherever we put our attention, we start to like really care about the things that we're putting our attention on. So I think most people can like have an experience where they've kind of been obsessed over somebody, maybe as a celebrity or like, you know, like I was so into this person, a sports person or whatever, right? And why were you so obsessed with them? Because you consumed so much content around that person, right? You probably like watched all of their movies or went to all of their concerts, or and you put so much of your energy towards that person that they became so special to you, right? Like more than any other person. When you start to do these things, you're naturally going to start to feel that way about yourself. And if people have doubt around this, there's one exercise that I have people do, which is go to the park and find a random bug and like stare at it for like 30 minutes. Uh-huh. And after 30 minutes, let's just say that's an ant on the ground. If someone is about to walk by and step on your ant, how are you going to feel about it? Most people are going to feel some kind of way and be like, don't
Right. No, don't even have
noticed this before, but it's because you've now put your attention and your time and your energy on this, right? And the same thing is going to happen to you naturally.
Yeah. What you focus on grows in love, you know, whatever you put your attention to, you love it and you value it and you appreciate it so much more because you're energetically pouring into it. That it sounds like that's what you're saying with that bonus one. So yeah, if you can implement these four pillars and you start pouring onto yourself, you're going to start slowly falling more and more in love with yourself. And when you do that, and I guess this is my last question because I know we're almost at our time, but what can we expect to start to see almost right away when we make these shifts and we really step into implementing these pillars that you said? What are right off the bat some things that we can experience a shift in?
Pride. You're going to start to feel pride, right? Just by if you set some intentions and you keep those intentions, you're going to start to feel a natural sense of pride right away. And because you're following through, right? And that affection for yourself is going to start to build a lot faster than you realize. And also because you're now putting your attention on doing these things for yourself, a lot of those negative thoughts, like you don't even have time for them, right? So it's not like they're going to disappear overnight, but they're going to start to clear because your intention is elsewhere.
Love that. Love that. That's a good one to look forward to, is pride and priding yourself. Cause I feel like that really has a trickle down effect. Like as you become more, you get more prideful about yourself, you also have better boundaries. You have a better structure for your yeses and your noes, and it just goes on and on. It percolates, you know, in every area. So I love that. Navi, where can we find you? I feel like you have so much more to teach us. So can you tell my audience where they can find you? If there's any way to start working with you, where can they do that?
Yeah. So on my website, which is just NaviBlissCoaching.com, I'm also on all social media channels, just at NaviBliss. And feel free to reach out if you have a question, wherever you're at, please just, I'm open to conversation. So don't be shy about reaching out. I'm not going to pressure you into coaching. That isn't my style. I just love to connect with people. So if you're struggling, perhaps sometimes what happens is people can be in relationships and not recognize that that's domestic violence. If you have questions about that, please also reach out. I'm really open to talk about it.
I love that. I love that. Navi, thank you so much for being with us on Third Eye Talks and bringing forward this important topic of self-worth and self-love, which I think if we all were to embody it a little bit more, we would just see an increase in happiness in the collective. So thank you so much for bringing this forward. And to my listeners, I'll see you next time on Third Eye Talks. Bye, Navi.
Thank you for listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, brought to you by Believe It Life Coaching. Follow us on Instagram at Believe It Coach or visit our website for more information, believeitlifecoaching.com.